Hayward, brother. Hansen, brother. Los Angeles, California, November 8, 1904. Dear brethren Hayward and Hansen, I have been hoping that you would see the advantage of establishing the sanitarium on the school farm that has been purchased near Edgefield. The reason given me for saying that this would be an advantage is that the school to be established there would be an encouragement and help to the sanitarium, and the sanitarium to the school. The matter has been presented to me in this way several times, and I know that the sanitarium should not be permanently established in buildings in Nashville. If there could be found, 4 or 5 miles from the city, buildings which could be secured for a low price, and which could readily be adapted to sanitarium work, it might be well to secure them. But such buildings have not yet been found, and as a large tract of land has been secured for school purposes, I cannot see why there should be any hesitation in regard to establishing the sanitarium somewhere near the school. The school buildings will go up as soon as money can be raised, and the sanitarium should also be erected soon. It should not be built too near to the school, but you could suit yourselves as to the exact location on the school land. I can see much advantage in the two institutions being close enough together to be able to cooperate with each other. Instruction similar to this was given me when we were making decisions in regard to the location of our buildings in Tacoma Park. Whenever it is possible to have a school and a sanitarium near one another, let this be done, for the institutions will be a blessing to each other in more ways than one. I have already written something in regard to this, but I find that the letter has been left at home. If I am not mistaken, I think that the letter was written to you. I will now ask you again to look the matter over carefully and then move understandingly. Do not delay. If possible, come to a decision soon, for we have no time to lose. It is sufficient for me to say that I have often been instructed that wherever there is a school, there should also be a sanitarium. The sanitarium should be a blessing to the school, and the school a blessing to the sanitarium. The workers in both institutions should stand shoulder to shoulder, helping one another. They should bring to one another opportunities which, improved at the right time, would bring blessing and strength to both lines of work. Whatever may be our work, the service we render to God, if offered in sincerity, is a part of the grand plan of redemption. In a world shrouded in darkness, we are to be bright and shining lights, witnesses to the power of truth. Said Christ, "Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5, verse 14, 16. Brethren, our time to work is short. Let us do our part in the establishment of the instrumentalities that are to help to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. Should the sanitarium be built on the school land, those in charge of the school would have a grand opportunity of setting a right example before those who all through life have been easygoing idlers and who shall come to the sanitarium for treatment. The students, coming to the school to learn what it means to have a real aim in this life and to obtain an understanding of what true education means, can also obtain a knowledge of what it means to be true medical missionaries. The patients will see the contrast between the idle, self-indulgent lives that they have lived and the lives of self-denial and service lived by Christ's followers. They will learn that the object of medical missionary work is to restore, to correct wrongs, to show human beings how to avoid the self-indulgence that brings disease and death. The words and actions of the workers in the sanitarium and in the school should plainly reveal that life is an intensely solemn thing in view of the account which all must render to God. Each one should now put his talents out to the exchangers, adding to the master's gift, blessing others with the blessings given them. At the day of judgment, the life work of each one is investigated, and each one receives a reward proportionate to his efforts. There is a great work to be done by our sanitariums and schools. Let those who are connected with these important instrumentalities be wholly converted. Let them not live for self, for worldly purposes, withholding themselves from God's service. Let them give themselves, body, soul, and spirit, to God, to be used by Him as He wills. They are not at liberty to do with themselves as they please. They belong to God, for He has bought them with the life blood of His only begotten Son. Teach it and live it, medical missionary workers. Tell those with whom you come in contact that the life that men and women now live will one day be examined by a just God, and that each one must now do his best, offering to God consecrated service. Those in charge of the school are to teach the students to use for the highest, holiest purpose the life given them, that they may accomplish the greatest good in this world. Let light shine forth as God designed it to from His institutions, and let God be given all the glory. This is the purpose and plan of heaven in the establishment of these institutions. Men and women may come to the great physician just as they are. With His precious blood, He can cleanse them from all sin. He can and will blot out the dark record against those who come to Him confessing their sins. Each repentant soul will be received and pardoned. Each one may start afresh, forgiven and accepted in the Beloved. Every day, every hour, they may say, "He has pardoned my transgressions and forgiven my sins." Let these two institutions be established where they can help each other. The Lord would have His work move forward solidly. Let physicians and nurses and teachers and students walk humbly with God. Let the medical missionary workers keep the Lord ever in view, showing those who come for treatment that they trust in Him as the only one who can make their work a success. Let them ever exert their influence on the side of right, remembering that their work, however small it may seem to them to be, is part of God's great plan. Let His name be glorified. As He is recognized and honored by a right use of our entrusted capabilities, increased capabilities will be given us. For these capabilities are measured out by one who sees where they will be best used. The Lord will work for the glory of His name and the advancement of His cause. Then let every soul grow in grace and in the knowledge of the truth. Read the first chapter of 2 Peter. Live on the plan of addition. I have much to say, but I can write no more now. May the Lord bless you and guide you, is my prayer. Settle it in your minds that you will move in His strength and according to His word. I shall hope that you will decide to build the sanitarium on the land already purchased. Gather up all the means you can. The book, Ministry of Healing, will soon be on the market, and this will be a help to our sanitariums. The manuscript will go to the press as soon as I can give it a final critical reading.